KOVC AM 1490 online at newsdakota.com. It is Friday, a chilly Friday. We're joined by Deb Belke here, who's getting ready for EDC cross country. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Trying to stay warm here in this little cold front we're having.
Yeah, it takes some getting used to, but it's not too bad.
You've had a couple really good cross-country meets, I think. You go back to Larimore a couple weeks ago, and I think you had about 12 personal bests set by your runners. How satisfied were you with that performance?
Very satisfied. Anytime kids can go out and run a course like Larimore's, which is, it has a lot of hills. It was very windy that day, and half my runners came back with PRs. And then 3 days later, backed it up with additional 11 PRs at Mayville. So yeah, I was very pleased with them, with their performances, their efforts, and so forth.
Yeah, you've run in some big competition, I think, this year, numbers-wise, and then you come to, you know, I know Mayport was five teams, I think, competed in that. What's the difference coming into a big cross-country meet and then coming into a smaller one like Mayport?
Well, the smaller ones, you have to be a little bit more mentally prepared because you may be running by yourself a little bit more. Whereas the bigger ones, there's always somebody around you, somebody always pushing you to push yourself and keep going.
With overall this season, all the competition that you had, the numbers set, the goals that your runners had set at the beginning of the year, how happy have you been with them meeting their goals? And are they all pretty much where they should be at this point of the year?
Yes, we've had a slow decrease in times this year. Each and every one of them have improve their times through the course of the year, which is pretty much our goal to do. They've all worked hard. Sometimes it's what effort they put out there. They might get the same time, but the effort is a lot less out there. You can just see it in each runner that they've improved a lot from August 8th.
A Highliner Challenge earlier this week, a chance to get the community and your runners out and have a little bit of fun. How big are events like that for maybe kind of giving the runners a little bit of a break, but also maybe getting the numbers up for your team?
It's a good promotion for us. It's more competition than people think because they get pitted against each other, and the winners get the bragging rights for the year plus a t-shirt to wear throughout the year. So there was a lot of competition. We ran a 4K, and I have to give a big shout out to the Fish Hatchery for letting us use their facility, a gorgeous place to run. And then afterwards we had a family fun run, which our kids participated with our families, and we also had a kids loop, which was roughly about a 1.5K, or no, not a 1.5, a half a K, and then we had a pizza party and social afterwards.
With the EDC coming up here tomorrow and you guys hosting, how much work, you know, is going on behind the scenes to get the course ready and stuff like that?
Well, before we head out to the course today to work on it, Mr. Bratrud and I and my assistant coaches, Brad Suffolkle and Trevor Bacalar, have put in a lot of times just organizing it. We'll head out there today. We'll spend most of today just marking the course, measuring it so it's an exact 5K. It can't be short, can't be long, because it is the EDC. And we have a lot better idea of what's going to happen because we just ran a meet out there September 17th.
And overall, with the EDC and where your team is right now, you know, how do you feel you stack up against that competition?
It's hard to know right now. We ran a combination of meets. There's some kids, some schools we haven't seen much this year, or we saw them early in the season, but we should do just fine. They'll stay with some of the middle to front pack.
Weather, we got some cold weather here today, a little chilly tomorrow, warm up on Sunday, but you guys won't be competing. You know, how do the runners adapt to the change of temperature?
Oh, we've had to adapt a little this week with Wednesday being brutally windy and cold. We were out in that. Tuesday we had the rain, so we got to take run in that. Yesterday it was okay, but they adapt pretty well. Most of the runners will tell you they like it when it's cooler like this out. If we could just not have a little wind and some sun, it would be an ideal day for racing.
All right, Deb, well, good luck to your team and your runners coming up here tomorrow.
Thank you.